Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Al Ballone, who's the Vice President of Commercial Resilient Business for Mannington. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
I wanted to catch up with you. You've got a new wear layer on your commercial resilient products. It's called Quantum Guard Elite. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about you and the resilient business at Mannington. Looks like you've been at Mannington for a long time, 15 years total, and 6 years focused in the commercial market, right?
Yep, that's right. Long, nice career at Mannington, for sure.
Yeah, and most people know that Mannington got a big kickstart in the resilient business when they bought Amteco, and you actually manufacture a lot of your product right there in Georgia, right?
That's correct. We make about 85% of what we sell commercially out of our Madison, Georgia plant. And, yeah, we're proud to have that Amteco brand. And it's been a great marriage of, between Mannington and Amteco, for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about the resilient business for just a second, if you would, help my listeners understand it. We know, obviously, Mannington sold their VCT business to Armstrong not too long ago. So we're seeing this trend where LVT is taking share from VCT, so that's one factor in the business. And also, we know that if you talk to these, the middle scale brands in the lodging business, hospitality lodging business, LVT is taking share from Broadloom in the rooms. So, what other trends are we seeing in the resilient business?
Well, I think you hit it on the head, Kemp. The big story remains in the luxury vinyl world. Mm-hmm. We continue to see it push into new frontiers, whether it's corporate or, like you mentioned, hospitality. And the transition to LVT continues in other segments like education and healthcare and retail. So it remains a very vital and healthy category for us, for sure.
And in the case of the LVT taking share from VCT, it's really a maintenance profile, isn't it? I mean, you put this product down, it looks gorgeous, it looks like whatever it's imitating, and the maintenance profile is much less than VCT, right?
Yeah, we work a lot to talk about just that, the life cycle cost of the product. Once it's installed, even if it is slightly higher price point than alternative products, over the course of, a couple of years with maintenance, you quickly get the payback on that investment in LVT. And also you have a whole different world of design and style capabilities within the LVT category, kind of an open canvas, if you will, for design.
What do you think is driving this rapid growth? This one, because obviously this is the hottest category in the business.
Sure, yeah, I think the elevator story on LVT is it's just the perfect combination of what's good from other categories. If you take the beauty of natural products like wood or stone, mm-hmm. or really great style and design for abstracted visuals that you can't achieve in other categories, and then you marry that with the performance of a resilient floor that really is not really matched by any other construction, mm-hmm. I think that's what makes LVT such a huge category. It's just performance coupled with beautiful design and style possibilities.
And one more question. All these different formats for LVT, in the commercial business, it's still direct glue mostly, isn't it?
Yeah, today it continues to be primarily direct glue. We see some of the, we'll call it crossover residential commercial markets like multifamily or maybe hospitality rooms that are seeing a bit of a transition to different flooring types or to floating non-glue products. Mm-hmm. But the glue down version continues to be really what the customer preference is in terms of performance in those heavy commercial segments because of a variety of different factors, primarily heavy rolling load or static load. It's important to have a glued down product to keep that product performing.
Okay, let's talk about Quantum Guard Elite. Evidently, you guys have been selling a Quantum Guard HP type product for a while now, and I guess you've built the next level up. And just to set the stage for a second, over the course of different types of wear layers, we've seen kind of the base is a urethane, and then for many years there was aluminum oxide, and there was quartz, and now I guess it's you guys have figured to make it even harder and with less scratching and better wear surface. So tell us what's going on there.
Mannington has had Quantum Guard technology on our products for almost a decade now with Quantum Guard HP. It's a technology that our R&D folks in Salem, New Jersey invented 7 or 8 years ago, and it's been featured on our commercial resilient products since then. It's established itself in the market as a stain, scuff, scratch resistance, cleanability improvement additive that has helped kind of drive our commercial business in the resilient segment. So Quantum Guard Elite is the next generation of that technology.
So what have you done to make this surface harder?
It really kind of dependent on the category that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Really what we focused on was not just the topical performance of the product, but kind of a holistic approach to product design. So it wasn't just about the hardness of the wear layer, making superior scratch and abrasion resistance improvements, but we also wanted to make sure that the product was indentation resistant, it wouldn't shatter or crack. We wanted to make sure that it had excellent dimensional stability, which is hugely critical and often problematic in commercial spaces. And also cleanability was really important. So, for example, in the LVT category, we changed kind of the complete balance of our construction. We did add rigidity and density to the top layers of the product, and in turn, we had to balance that out with change in chemistries of our back layers of the product. So that not only does it have that really nice scratch resistance and really kind of category-leading scratch resistance now, but also it did it while not sacrificing other performance attributes. So again, each one of those categories kind of got special attention. What needed to be improved, and how could we balance that out for holistic performance?
Well, there's another factor, I think, too, that's important, because the reason this category's taken off is the aesthetics, and this whatever you come up with, it's the wear surface has to be clear because the image is coming underneath from below. So whatever you cover the top of this for hardness has to be extremely clear, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing feat. You know, not being a styling person or a designer, watching our style and design team work with our manufacturing and R&D folks to balance out, if there is a color shift in the wear layer, balancing that out with the print underneath to create that perfect visual is kind of a miracle of science to me. I mean, they're so good at paying attention to those really, really subtle details that in products like Antico or our Nature's Paths or Mannington Select collections, that design really kind of shines through the way they take any impact that the wear layer may have to the color and balance it with color shifts in the actual printed film.
When's this product going to be available in the market?
We've actually started to transition it on some of our existing products. So on the heterogeneous sheet vinyl side, our Realities product already has Quantum Guard Elite. And on the LVT side, we are launching collections now. So it'll be a year of transition. 2018, you'll see us merge. All the new product that comes out will feature it, and then the existing categories will switch from Quantum Guard HP to the new and improved Quantum Guard Elite.
So it's a rolling change.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. We're moving existing collections over a course of time. You know, each collection and each construction is a little different. So we're doing it one at a time, making sure we get it right and perfect for the market.
Okay, Al. Well, I appreciate you giving us an update on this. Again, been talking to Al Ballone, the Vice President of Commercial Resilient Business for Mannington Commercial. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net. Thanks.